This is part one of a previously recorded two-part Live and Local interview. It's time for another chapter of Live and Local. From the studios at 33rd and Burt, I'm your local host, Mike Hogan. Thank you for joining me today. Well, it was literally years in the making, but the brand new Central Omaha Public Library opened on April 19th. An amazing building with amazing amenities, and here to talk about it, the library director at the Omaha Public Library, Laura Marlane. Laura, thank you so much for joining me today.
Well, thank you for having me.
Well, if we could just look back for a moment before the big scissors came out to cut the ribbon, right? my goodness, can you kind of recap the planning that went into this brand new library on 72nd Street?
Well, this project had been discussed since before I even started here, almost 11 years ago. This was something people really wanted to see happen, and I know there were a lot of discussions on what would make a good impact on the community. And it's just been amazing to see how people have responded to this space.
First of all, let's just talk about the location. As the city of Omaha has grown, the definition of what is central has changed, hasn't it?
Oh, definitely. The city has grown so much. But I think this location has proven to be really ideal for us. You know, there's an orbit line going both east and west, so it's easy for people to get to. And the building has everything we had at Main Library downtown, plus parking, and a lot more than we were able to provide in that building.
This was a new building, so let's just start with the ability to wire it for internet access, right?
Yes. The old building was a typical brutalist structure, and it was a lot of concrete, and the quotes we got about 9 years ago to rewire for upgrading the internet connections were $500,000 just to dig through all the concrete to do that.
Wow.
That's plus the concrete also blocks Wi-Fi signals, so we had to have a lot of access points overlapping to be able to cover people in the building. You know, it was built in the 70s, so it wasn't made with any idea of the technology that would come.
Sure, right. So April 19th comes, and it's time to open this library. Can you give us a feel for the excitement for you and really the rest of the staff that worked this long and hard to make this happen?
Well, we've been in interim space at an old Shopko on 84th and Frederick for 3 years. And while there was a genealogy room there and we were doing service to the public, we really hadn't seen people come in and use a library in a long time. And I hadn't even realized how that would feel, just standing there and watching people pouring in through the doors. And it was wonderful. It was overwhelming in a really wonderful way. This is for the community. So to see them claiming the space and finding their place within it was just really great. It's beautiful to see every day.
Absolutely. Well, there's a bunch of neat things in there, and I want to cover as many as we can during our time together. One of the first ones I want to cover is that in this library on 72nd Street, there is a second due space. Can you talk about what's in that area?
Yes, that's been a lot of fun for the staff to figure out because this part is new to us. This wasn't the kind of equipment we had the ability to offer before. And the things that DoSpace did were really wonderful in engaging the public. And so to be able to offer that in this beautiful building has been amazing. There's a sound studio with a green screen so people can record music or make small videos. There's also a podcast studio. We have technology kits like DoSpace had that people can check out and use within the building. And we have a variety of equipment for people to use, 3D printers, some really beautiful sewing machines for people who are quilting. And in that space, there's also a beautiful quilt from one of our local artists hanging on the wall. So sort of inspiration. We have a lot of Cricut machines, so people can do embroidery on hats. They can create mugs. And we're going to be starting our strategic plan later this year because we want to see, now that we have the capacity with staff and we have the funding with the technology fund, we want to see what people really want from their library. And we have the ability to provide that now. And that's exciting all by itself.
At your facility on 72nd Street, do you have one of those Super 8 millimeter converters to digital, converting those old films to digital?
I'm not sure.
Join me tomorrow for the conclusion of this live and local interview at 7:44 a.m. and 3:44 p.m. on 91.5 FM. This is part two of my live and local interview with Laura Marlane, who is the library director at the Omaha Public Library. I'm Mike Hogan. Previously, we had discussed the new library, which is opened at 72nd and Dodge Streets, and we were talking about the wonderful location and the amenities that are there. And then I asked her if the new library headquarters has its own due space.
That's been a lot of fun for the staff to figure out, because this part is new to us. This wasn't the kind of equipment we had the ability to offer before. And the things that Due Space did were really wonderful in engaging the public. And so to be able to offer that in this beautiful building has been amazing. We have a lot of Cricut machines, so people can do embroidery on hats. They can create mugs. And we're going to be starting our strategic plan later this year, because now that we have the capacity with staff and we have the funding with the technology fund, we want to see what people really want from their library. And we have the ability to provide that now. And that's exciting all by itself.
At your facility on 72nd Street, do you have one of those converters to digital, converting those old films to digital?
I'm not sure if we have that yet, but that is something I'm definitely interested in offering, because people have so many old formats that they want to update. I know having access to that kind of resource is just really amazing. And it would be wonderful to have that here as well, so people can really dig into their family history in a lot of different and interesting ways.
So for you, what are some of the other things at this brand new library that you're so proud of?
The artwork is just, it's amazing. The sculptures in the garden space, the fact that we have this beautiful garden space and people can work from there because our Wi-Fi is broadcast into that space. So just looking down from the upper floors and seeing people outside, sitting at tables, working on things, kids playing with the playscape, it's wonderful. And people seem just so happy to have this for their community. And there are people here right when we open every morning till right when we close in the evening. Zen Coffee's been doing a brisk business, and not just from me. they always have lines. So this is what we've been building up to for years. And we've been so focused in the moment of all the decisions and planning that had to happen. It was hard to think ahead to what will this be like when we open. So for me, it kind of blew me away. And I'm still not quite over it yet.
Sure, absolutely. Oh, that's just wonderful. And as a reminder to everybody, omahalibrary.org is the website. And once you have a library card, there are amazing resources still online. Personally, I use the language ones. I'm goofing around with a couple of languages right now. And the music that you can listen to streaming live, and you get 4 downloads a week, as a matter of fact.
Yes.
It's a spectacular resource there as well, you know. So your whole online offering is also very robust.
Yes. We also have Canopy, which is streaming service, and they have a lot of things that traditional streaming services don't have. So you can find something new there. There's a lot of educational programs for kids. And of course, we have a lot of digital books, downloadable audio books and ebooks.
What about movies and TV? What does that mean? I haven't gone to that section yet.
Well, Canopy covers movies and TV, and a lot of people have been coming back to the library for DVDs. So we're seeing sort of a resurgence in people wanting physical media, which I can understand because not everything is streaming, or it is until the license runs out and somebody else picks it up. So there are gaps in the streaming universe, and people are finding they like to have what they like available when they want it, which I think is part of the revival of LPs as well.
Sure.
Just younger listeners might not know what those are.
Sure. Oh, I have a huge record collection. I have records from my parents that go back to the late 50s. So
I have some from my grandparents, and it's always fun to listen to those.
It is. It truly is. Would it be fair to compare this new library for you to a new car? Because each day you go into work, while you're driving, you're also fiddling with the knobs and saying, hey, look what this does, that type of thing.
Yeah, a bit, but we're not going to go down in value. So we're going to try and stay relevant with the community. So even if you drive off the lot, it's still worth something.
It opened on April 19th. It is available to everyone. What are the hours for the library?
We're open Monday through Thursday, 9 to 8, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, 9 to 5. So we're open more hours than our other branches right now.
All the information you need is at omahalibrary.org. It is the Omaha Public Library, so if you live in Omaha, this is yours. Come on down. Laura Marlane is the library director at the Omaha Public Library. Congratulations on this brand new building and the wonderful, wonderful future that we have with this Omaha Public Library.
Thank you.